Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, people of Earth.
People of Earth, welcome to the Hucklebuck. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny. We are re-recording the beginning of the show because something fucked up and we don't know what. So
we are both Bet and Steny for the second time.
For the second time, by golly. It's episode 776 of the Hucklebug. The first time around I made a joke.
In front of it.
Right. Yep. It's revolutionary. It's a revolutionary. That was really funny the first time I said it when it was organic.
It really, but, we cracked you know, but now it's just, yeah. Up, I promise you.
But anyway, okay. So we're gonna start the show this week with a rip.
Sadly,
yeah. We're gonna start the show with a rip again, which we just did 5 minutes ago. Anthony Head passed away. I think
Anthony might appreciate that we're ripping him twice.
Yep, we're just ripping right into the guy. We don't know what he died of, but we do know that his partner died just recently as well, right?
Right after her. Mm-hmm. Yes, so maybe it was sadness. That happens.
Now, he's perhaps best known to American audiences for his work on Buffy the Vampire Slayer as Giles,
right.
the student advisor.
Yeah.
I watched like one or two episodes. That's kind of, I guess, a show you got to start from the beginning and watch all the way through, but I was never that into it. I did see the musical episode.
There are people who love it, though.
Yeah, oh my goodness, there sure are. And some of them listen to this show, I think. I believe Kelly with a Y is a Buffy fan. Siskita and Pete as well. But he's best known to Bette and myself, I think, for his work on Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso, he was
big,
great.
Mean, evil guy. Rupert Mannion, as I said before, I believe was his last name.
Husband.
Yes, Rebecca's ex. And he was the only evil character on Ted Lasso who never got a redemption arc. And, you know, I was kind of wondering if we might see a little redemption arc for him in the new season, and I guess not, because he's gone now. So, and I don't know if he even was in season 3. I guess we'll find out, 4 or 5 or whatever season it is. I guess we'll find out when it comes.
When we say an evil character, he was evil in a way that you just wanted more.
He was delicious.
Every time he was on the screen, he was great.
I will say, I think they went a little overboard with like the evil music and like the long black trench coat. I thought it was like pretty obviously trying to turn him into Darth Vader, but he was wonderful and did such a wonderful job. Bette also knows him from another show that I have never seen.
Yeah, there was another show that I discovered from BBC America when they used to actually show British television.
Those were the days.
And it was a show, I think it was from the 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. But it was a show called Man Child.
Right. I've not seen this.
It was about four boys or men mm-hmm. who grew up together and then they went their separate ways and all became very successful and then found themselves again as adults after they had gone through marriages and divorces and making a lot of mistakes
mm-hmm.
and so they become friends again and hang out and you realize that they haven't learned anything from
they're still little boys.
Clueless days. They're still little boys. And I discovered it because of a British actor I love named Nigel Havers.
Oh, yes.
And that's why I watched it. But he was one of the four guys. And he was just great in that show.
He was so great. And he very handsome man as well.
Oh, very, yes, charismatic.
I've seen him on lots of things, but I did kind of a cursory scroll of his IMDb because, as Bette can tell you, I was late today to the Hucklebug because I was playing a video game and got distracted.
But
so
she
sorry.
Will not apologize for that.
No, I've been told not to apologize anymore for it. I've said I'm sorry a million times, and it pissed Bette off, apparently. Well, now you know how it feels. You're always apologizing to me. So the shoe's
well,
on the other foot,
Well, now you can
Missy.
Apologize because you pissed me off.
I'm sorry for pissing you off. And I'm sorry for being late and being unprepared, really, for the show. But rest in peace, Anthony Head, is what I was trying
yes,
to say.
Yes, please go to that good place
I'll go to
and
that
be
good
with
place.
Your partner.
Yeah, 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 they're reunited now, and that's nice. Yeah. All right, now we're going to do shout-outs. We were just about
okay.
through our first shout-out when
yeah,
everything went tits
I thought,
up.
oh, of course, and exactly now. I have to go back to Hucklebug.
Back to Hucklebug and back to comments
to
there for Kelly with an IE. Kelly with an IE!
With an IE! And we're not going to... We did it before Kelly. Don't know where all that went, but you know, we did kind of make fun of
we
you
made,
for
yeah,
a couple
typos in here.
Cause you know, that's what we do. We do it to ourselves.
We kid with love. We kid because we love.
but she says, got bet. And I think that's
go bet.
And good on Melissa for getting you to walk. You've got to move it. And the thing that you all don't know about Kelly probably is that she loves cows. So that's why it's moo.
Who doesn't love cows, okay. though? They're so sweet.
Cows are sweet.
Yeah. Tasty, too.
So glad you...
Sorry.
Well, not to me at this point right now.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They
yeah,
used
I
to
understand,
be.
Yeah.
So glad you have a positive PT attitude. Stenny, have fun at the wedding.
Thank you, I will.
Don't you live, I think that's love.
That's love.
A Carl to keep meetings moving. And she says, you know, the very one night in Bangkok.
Yes.
Just a good 80s song.
Yeah.
Well,
not
we all
new
have
wave.
Our opinions.
That's right.
Right.
Well, all right. I think so far we all agree it's not new wave. But two of us think it's a good song, and Bette does not. That's all right.
Well, there are certain things. There's that one line about go back to your temples,
your massage parlors.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But she thanks us for giving Kevin his birthday shout out.
Absolutely.
Yay,
yeah,
Kevin!
Yeah, happy birthday, Kevin.
And still, Kevin.
Yes, Kevin's the best. We love Kevin. Let's also go up to the missive. There's a few more shout-outs here on the missive. I'm having trouble seeing them all. I am no longer able to sort them. I used to be able to sort them by newest, and I have no ability to do that now. But there is a shout-out for me. I have no theme song, but I did list our Belmont picks here for posterity. Which is Chief Wallaby for me and Ottenho for Bette.
Or as she says, it's probably Atinho.
I think it might be pronounced Atinho. That's how a Brazilian would pronounce it. But who knows? I don't know if it's a Brazilian horse.
I'm from here, so I'm calling him Ottenho.
Fair enough, I say. All right, our next shout-out is for Kelly with a Y.
Kelly with a Y!
Kelly says, Happy Pride Month, ladies. Thank you.
Yes,
and you too.
Pride Month.
Happy Pride
Love
Month to
it.
All who celebrate, which should be everybody. This is great. Kelly says, I went to my first Groundlings improv show last night because I'm signed up to take a class there in a few weeks. Woohoo! Awesome.
I cannot believe that. That's awesome. And that's, I mean,
that sounds
Gremlins,
like so much
man,
fun.
That's history.
Oh, man.
That is improv. Pee Wee and Phil
yep.
Hartman.
Phil Hartman was the first person I thought of. But a lot of Saturday Night Live cast got their start at Groundlings. That's awesome, Kelly. Good for you. You know
you
what?
You are going to rock it.
I'm very excited. I want to hear more about your improv class when you take it.
Yes.
It's something I've considered
a
couple
us a
of times.
Full report.
Yes, let us know. Our final shout out this week is for Tina.
Stand
in the place,
where,
you
place
live.
Where you live. Now leave us a comment. She says, hi, both. I have some catching up to do. All out of routine and had a power cut for about 8 hours. Oh, God. Being without power for 8 hours.
Oh, that sucks.
Catch up by next week.
At least it's a warmer time of year. It's better than having it happen in wintertime.
Well, and at least she's retired now, so.
That's true. That's true. She's not in a rush to go anywhere.
No matter what happens, she can say, I'm retired.
Fuck it, I'll stay home then. she says, catch up by next week. Mwah, mwah. Thanks. Mm. Thanks, Tina. Everybody who left us a shout out this week has the name Kelly, either a first name or a last name. Thank you, all our Kellys. We love you all. Mwah. All right. Let us.
You just made me realize that. We have a lot of Kellys.
We got a lot of Kellys, a ton of Kellys. It is time now for movies, Bet.
Movies.
Everybody loves movies.
Well, I knew I had to watch something because, I had a show this week.
You gotta watch something.
Show.
There's a Hucklebug.
And there was a binge watch suggested to me.
Yes. There will be no Bet and Stenny on the aisle this week.
Well, that I just wasn't up for, but I also had something on the agenda today, and that'll come later.
Okay.
But
tell us about your movie.
I decided, I'll just find a movie. So I went here and there and hither and yon, and finally I ended up on Netflix, and I was just looking through. And I found this movie, and I think it's from 1993. I mean, it's not new.
Okay.
And I can remember vividly, when it came out, I had no interest whatsoever.
Mm. Okay.
Then several years later, I learned something that kind of brought interest to me.
What, does Alan Arkin have a small role?
No, he does not.
You would have known that.
When I saw it, I thought, this morning is the time. So I queued it up. And the movie is True Romance.
Oh, True Romance. I believe I've seen that.
Christian Slater and Patricia Arquette. Two actors I don't give a whit one way or the other. They're just, you know.
Written by Quentin Tarantino, though.
Exactly. That's the thing. I learned several years later that it was not directed by,
and probably my my favorite Brad Pitt character.
He's
hilarious.
Other than Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, be his best performance in a movie. But I went and I watched, and it was to me. I mean. The movie's okay. I mean, it was all right.
Yeah.
It was a fun watch. So, I guess thumbs up. But it wasn't, it was no Pulp Fiction, which is what made Quentin famous. But when I knew while watching it that Quentin wrote it, it was like a little history lesson.
Mm.
Because so much of it, just the way that it's written and the way the story comes out, you can just see what comes from Quentin afterwards. And it was great. That part of it was great to me.
Yeah, it's Tony Scott. I just looked up the director. Tony Scott, who did Top Gun.
Oh, yeah. And I have to tell you, because this movie stars Christian Slater and Patricia Arquette, and everybody else in the free fucking world.
I'm in it. I have a starring role in it.
The free world and the locked up world. I'll very quickly, besides those two, Dennis Hopper, Val Kilmer, Gary Oldman, Brad Pitt, of course, Christopher Walken, Bronson Pinchot, Samuel L. Jackson, Michael Rapaport, Saul, one of my favorite character actors, Saul Rubinek.
Oh, yeah.
Conchita Farrell, James Gandolfini.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody in
I should watch it again.
Fucking world, Chris Penn and Tom Sizemore. Everybody.
Chris Penn, my
is
second favorite
movie.
Penn brother. Wow.
Yeah.
My first favorite being Michael. Sean is a distant third.
Michael. Hey, if you listen to First Wave, every time they play
Michael Penn,
I just go wild. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what'd you think of True Romance, though?
In the end, thumbs up. Like I said, the movie itself, you know, good, bad, it's okay.
The history lesson just
blew me away.
Nice. All right. Let's pause and watch the Belmont, shall we?
Oh, it's time for the Belmont. Okay.
All right, well, we're back and we missed the fucking race, apparently. It said post time was 4:07, which was a minute ago. We turn on the TV and all the riders are covered in mud and the race is over. So, congratulations to Golden Tempo, the winner.
To paraphrase George Jones, the race was on.
The race was on, but we missed it.
But we missed
it. Oh, well. I did see that Chief Wallaby got fourth place, but I did not see where Ottenho finished.
Well, I'm going to say,
we'll check that another
time. I thought you set yourself up for success, so you definitely beat me. Oh, Ottenho's last, I'm sure.
No, I hope at least he finished. I remember the year that you picked the horse that didn't finish.
He just ran away.
He's just like, fuck this noise. I am done. With you stupid human beings. All right, well, anyways, we're back to the show. It's just been a really off day today for us,
you
guys.
My favorite part of a horse race is when they put them in the gates, and there's always
one who won't go in. I didn't even get to see that. No, we were recording during it, but we were probably fucking some shit up. Oh, man, what a waste of a day. That's how I feel.
This has been a fucking weird day, people.
It has really been a fucking weird day, and certainly a very strange recording. All right. Yeah. Let's do my binge watch then. Let's do it. So I learned, I think on Thursday, that there was a new season of The Four Seasons. I didn't realize it was out already.
That's when I learned it too.
Yeah, I think it was. And the weird thing was that I was scrolling like through Facebook or something like that, and it said something about season 3 of The Four Seasons. And I was like, season two is not even out yet. And then I went to Netflix. I'm like, oh, shit, season 2 is out. So that's what I did on Thursday night. And last night I watched season 2 of The Four Seasons, which,
about how long does it take?
It's 8 episodes. And I guess they're all about a half hour. So you can do it in a day. You can do it tomorrow if you want.
Okay.
You could do that in a day for sure.
Okay.
I chose to do it over the course of 2 days.
I don't have to do it before next week, but I definitely
That's true, because you got lots of time between now and the next Hucklebug. But do watch it. Oh my goodness. It is so good. Big thumbs up for season 2 of The Four Seasons.
Oh.
And I really liked the first season, as you know. Otherwise, I would not have bothered watching season 2.
Right.
But I'll tell you what. I think I like season 2 even better.
Oh, my word, because I was a little, you know, when I came up and I had things to watch, I didn't pick that binge watch, because first of all, I had, you know, things to do and I didn't want to interrupt it, but I thought, I loved season 1, but now season 2, I'm not so sure about, but
well,
Stens
watch
has told
it.
Me,
well,
watch it.
It is good. Man, I don't, the first season, like I said, I very much enjoyed the first season. It's extremely well cast. We got Tina Fey, Will Fort,
Domingo Coleman.
Forte.
And I love him.
Oh, he's wonderful. And he's wonderful in this. Carrie Kenney, who I think is honestly, I've never seen her in anything other than Reno 911. And I had no idea what a good actress she is. I mean, she's funny as shit on Reno 911, but I didn't know she was a dramatic actress as well, and she's very good. Domingo Coleman, I can't remember the name of the guy who plays Claude. Steve Carell was in season 1. He does make an appearance in season two as well. And then I don't remember the name of the woman who plays his young lady. I don't even remember the name of her character. Her character's name is Ginny. I do remember her name. Anyway, but the first time through, I just remember watching it, enjoying it, thinking what a great idea it was to take the movie, The Four Seasons, and expand it into, you know, a full 8-episode series. I thought, that's a great idea. And so they're doing it again in season two, and it's, you know, you get your 2 spring episodes, 2 summer episodes. In the summer, they're at the Jersey Shore, by the way, so that was very lovely for me. And then, you know, 2 autumn episodes and 2 winter episodes. But the second season, I don't remember relating to all of the characters as well as I did in this episode and in this season. Oh. And I know it has to do with, you know, my age, because they're all at about my age, aren't they? They're all in their mid-50s or so. And so they're, you know, they're just hitting all of these. It's every single one of the characters as well. And I know that in season one, I did not relate too well to the Domingo Coleman couple. And I kept wondering, how did these guys all become friends? Because those two guys don't seem like they mix as well with the other two couples. That's strange. So that's all revealed in season two, how everybody became friends a little bit. I don't know, man. I'm all scattershot with my approach today, but all I can tell you is I loved it. It was really good, and I strongly recommend season two of 4 Seasons. And if you haven't seen season one, watch season one first.
Yes.
Yes. All right, Bet, what do you got for us?
Well, I have a low light of the week.
Low light of the week.
And actually, it's a low light of more than the past week.
Okay.
And I think I mentioned this to you the last time we talked.
Okay.
Which was that my dryer.
Oh, you did mention your dryer.
Yeah. You know, you own a house, you have appliances, things are going to go awry. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, apparently, well, not apparently, because I was there, mm-hmm. Not just Wednesday of this week, Wednesday before, my cleaning person, Pat, was at yes. the house, and she said, I have to tell you something, I think your dryer's got a problem, because I put some laundry in it, and it finished, but the clothes
but it's not dry.
Wet.
Right.
Right. She said, I think it's your heating element. You mm-hmm. need to have that fixed. And so I said, okay.
Right.
And so I came home and, you know, doing stuff around the house is so hard for me. But
yes.
I took all of the wet clothes, mm-hmm. which are heavy. Wet clothes are heavy.
Yes.
People.
Yes. Much heavier than dry clothes.
Out and put them in a basket and, you know, move them aside. And yeah. I had wet clothes in the washer because at that point I'd just come from Encompass. So I had a shitload.
That's right.
Of
oh, shit.
Wet
this has
clothes.
Been going on for a bit.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
So then I went to call my go-to guy, James, who's
right.
a client of ours, and he does appliance repair, and he's such a nice guy.
Did he do, he did the freezer
he
as well,
the
ice maker? The
ice maker. He,
yeah.
he worked himself
okay.
to death on the
That's
ice
right.
makers.
That's right. Bless him.
And I called him, and I said, you know, I apparently need the heating element. And he said, well, you know, I'll try to get out there. I'll do this. I'll do that. But,
yeah.
you know, he mainly does warranty work. For
oh.
corporations, and he's hired out by Lowe's and Home Depot and stuff.
Oh,
and
oh.
he just does stuff for people like me around town because he knows us, you know.
Yes.
So he's, and he's got to fit us in, you know, in between
right.
all that.
Right.
And so I waited and I called mm-hmm. him and I called him. I called him basically every day, saying, yeah, "Do you think you could come today?" Well, I'll try. But every day he had more stuff to do and he couldn't come.
Yeah.
So it took forever. And let me tell you, I had the clothes still in the washer. I had
Oh my gosh, they must be starting to smell like mold.
Exactly. They were soured.
Yeah. And I thought, oh dear.
What in the hell? Well, you know, I guess if there's a thing about what I'm going through that's, you know, that I hate, that sucks, but maybe not so much sucks, is that I've lost all this weight. And so in the mornings, I could go out to my closet and, you know, pull things out. And I still had pants from like 3 years ago that I couldn't wear, but I could wear them now. So, you know, I had stuff to wear.
Okay.
But by the end of this week, people, I was running out of clothes.
Yeah.
I had nothing to wear.
I would think so, yeah.
And, you know, I'd go through.
And it's not easy in your situation to get to a laundromat or something like that, right?
Oh, no, I could never.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd go out and then I'd go to the, you know, stuff I'd worn and smell it and does it smell?
Can
and
can I
wear it again?
Again,
you know. And so finally,
Beck.
when Friday came, and I told the girls at work, if James can't come this weekend, I either won't be at work Monday, or I'll come when it's still dark and come in with no pants and just sit behind the desk. Exactly. So nobody will know. I mean, that's all I could say.
Oh, nibbling.
So James said, I'll be there tomorrow.
Which is today.
Oh. And he said, I promise I will. And so he showed up. He showed up. He fixed my dryer.
Yay.
And so my dryer is fixed.
Okay.
But
that sounds like a highlight so far.
Well,
however,
a low light that ends at a highlight. But
okay,
guess what is in the next 24 hours of my life?
Uh-oh, what?
Laundry.
A lot of fucking laundry.
I have more. I cannot tell you the laundry that I'm going to have to do.
Oh, nobody knows the laundry that has.
But, you know, if I can even just get enough done to have
just
something
enough for the week.
Wear for a couple
of days.
And towels
and sheets.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Oh, Niblet. Well, I'm glad long national nightmare's over. That's right. You don't sleep in a bed.
I don't sleep in a bed.
But
I got some laundry to do. And
oh, lordy, lordy.
Oh, tomorrow is going to be a bitch of a day. That's all I can say.
The nice thing about laundry is that it's a set it and forget it task. So you can get it started and then you can go in the other room and watch TV.
Right. The washing is easy.
Yeah.
And the drying is pretty easy for me now that I've learned to put it in a basket and take it to the living room and watch TV while I fold.
There you go.
But then you got to find a place to put all the fucking stuff.
Right. Yeah, that's a bummer. I'm so sorry Niblet, but I'm glad it's fixed.
Tonight.
Oh, no.
It is fixed.
Yeah, I'm delighted that it's fixed. You know, normally we come into your low lights when things are not yet solved. So I'm pleased to know that this low light has a highlight at the end of it.
Well, I was just going to put dryer tails and I thought, no, it really was a low light.
Yeah.
I love a low light that ends with a highlight. So
I do too. Well, good. Congratulations. Congratulations. I have a phraseology.
Oh, yes.
Sharp-eared listeners of the Hucklebug may recall that at the beginning of last week's episode, I said something about make no bones about that.
Bones
and then I went, oh, where'd that phrase come from? So I have looked it up, the phrase, let's make no bones about it. And I did not, well, you know what? I didn't look in our normal favorite place. I can't remember what it's called. Our normal favorite place for phraseologies.
Oxford.
Yeah, I think it is. What is it called? Hang on. Phrases.org.uk. The Phrase Finder.
Okay.
The Phrase Finder.
I knew.
We're out of time. There we go.
Let those crickets cheep.
Yeah. You go ahead and fix your crickets while I do mine. That'll be fine. So, all right. The phrase, make no bones about it. This is from a website called grammarphobia.com.
Ooh.
Q, what is the origin of the expression to make no bones about it, and what are these bones supposed to be? Here's the answer. The expression evolved from a 15th century saying, to find no bones, in one's figurative soup. So in the 1400s, if you found no bones in a situation, it meant you see no obstacles or problems, which is akin to finding bones in the soup. If you find bones in the soup, that's an obstacle or a problem. But if you find no bones in the 1400s, if you found no bones, that meant there are none. So today, if you make no bones about something, it means to speak clearly and unhesitatingly about it, no matter how awkward or distasteful the subject is. Oxford English Dictionary says to make bones means to make objections or scruples about, to find difficulty in, have hesitation about. But the OED says the expression is generally used with a negative no. So nobody ever says, I'm going to make bones about this. Everybody only says, let's make no bones about it. And, I'm just looking at
bones in your soup. I mean, nobody wants a bone in their soup.
No, exactly. But, if you find a bone in your soup, that's bad.
Yeah, but that means that's where the meat came from in your soup.
True, but all you want is the meat.
Pick the bone out.
I guess, but that nobody wants
bones.
Like you don't want bones in
your soup. In your soup. Make no flies about it.
Let's make no flies about it.
That works for me.
Sure, why not? Anyway, so that's the origin of make no bones about it. It is about bones in the soup, apparently, and that's our phraseology this week.
By the way, that was the title of my third album, Bones in the Soup.
Bones in the soup, soup bones.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that's the thing is you take bones. The bones. I mean, I guess.
You got to put a good bone in your soup. My sister makes black bean soup, and she puts
to start a soup with bones, because that's where you get that good marrow and stuff. But anyway. So, Bet, what do you have for us next? Oh, it's time to fuck off. Fuck off Donald Trump is what's next.
Fuck off Donald Trump, piece of shit. You moron.
Bad human being. You're a bad human being.
You know, I saw him make a speech, and my sister herself said he's used this before, but I'd never heard it before. But, you know, he has now started saying, instead of Democrats, the Democrats.
That's so clever.
I mean, a first grader makes better jokes
exactly.
than that.
What a moron.
He really is a child.
He is a fucking child. Anyway, that guy can fuck off. Who rules, Bet?
Well, I have a You Rule this week, and boy, you know, you ruled him on Facebook, but I'm going to You Rule him here, too, because he deserves it.
Okay.
Is for my brother-in-law,
Brian. Yes, Brian.
Because he showed up on my afternoon off Thursday earlier than I was expecting him at, like, 6:30, and he showed up. Right at 5.
Oh, nice. He got home in time for dinner then, I hope.
Yes, he did. Good. And I told him, go home and rest.
Yes, good man.
Brian's been sick.
Oh, Brian.
But he's doing well now.
Good, good.
But she came out to install the second banister. He installed the first.
Yes.
He installed the second banister because I requested it for my inside stairs.
Yes.
So I would have one on either side and not have, you know, trouble getting at my inside stairs.
That's from the dinette to the kitchen? Is that the set of stairs
exactly,
we're talking about? Okay.
Exactly.
Good.
And so he did it. He did it quickly, and the whole time he was doing it, you know, Brian is the person who came and kicked my ass.
That's right. He's your ass kicker. He's your official ass kicker.
Right. Yes. But he was just, I told him, you know, how much I'd been working on my legs and doing therapy and
you
stuff.
You don't need to kick my ass. I'm doing it already.
And right. And he said, you know, you're sitting there in your chair at the desk. You can sit there and do your exercises.
That's right.
And I said, I do. I do it. And
doing it.
And we just had such a good conversation.
Oh,
and
good.
Got it there. I got two banisters. Yay. And let me tell you, there's never a doubt that I can't get up those two stairs now. I just hold on to the banisters and I pop right up into the kitchen.
Awesome.
Every night.
Oh, you're kicking ass. That's because you're doing all that physical therapy and shit. You're doing great.
Well, I'm trying.
I know you are. You're not just trying. You're doing. Good for you.
But he was just fantastic that night. And I love him and I thank you, Brian.
Brian rules. Yay. Thank you, Brian.
Yay.
And I have a U rule too. Oh, I'd forgotten who my U rule was. I had to look here on the screen to see who it is. I'm going to give my U rule this week to the pharmacy guy at Walgreens. I went to pick up my medication.
Or as my sister loves to say, Walgreens.
Yes. There are two E's. It is Walgreens. Yeah, I went to pick up my medication. Normally, this particular medication, usually I only have a 30-day supply, but for some reason, when the doctor reauthorized the refill, she authorized a 90-day supply, which I was very happy about, because I don't like going every 30 days to get a thing.
Exactly. I normally get 90 days.
90's good. But so the guy says, this is a little expensive. He goes, it's $70. It's a 90-day supply at $70. And I was like, ooh, $70. And then I went, wait, it's a 90-day supply? He goes, yeah, it's a 90-day supply. And in my head, I'm thinking, well, that's not that much for a 90-day supply, because I feel like I normally pay about $25 for a 30-day supply. So for a 90-day supply, $70 is actually kind of cheap.
That's good.
It's a little bit off, right? He's like, hang on a second. He said, it looks like your insurance company used to cover more, but because your deductible is so high, I'm like, oh, man, don't even get me started about my fucking deductible. So he says, well, hold on a minute. He goes, there might be a coupon here you can use, or coupon if you prefer. And so he goes away for a minute, and then he comes back, and he's like, yep, I used the coupon. So it's only $40. So now it's $40 for a 90-day supply. So you rule, Walgreens guy whose name I don't even know.
And he said
for me to call my insurance company and consider doing a mail order prescription instead for this one, because I could maybe get it cheaper. He said, but if not, he goes, come on back here next time. You can get that $40 coupon again. I was like, all right.
Oh,
I'm not doing mail order. Fuck that. Not if I can get a coupon from the Walgreens guy.
Right.
I mean, shit, I got to go to Walgreens anyway most of the time. So
and
he
you
rules.
Know what that's, you know what that's called?
What?
Going the extra mile.
The extra mile. Customer. That's exactly what it is. And that's why I should have gotten his name and put in a note to his supervisor.
People don't want to do that in places where they work.
Exactly.
But people who do it, they rock.
They rock. They do. And this guy rocks. I wish I knew his name. Although I will also say, like, I remember that guy with the tow truck who picked me up that time that I was stranded on the side of the road, I told my dad, I said, I know the name on his truck. I'm going to send a note to his boss saying what an awesome guy he is. And my dad said, don't do that. He might get fired for picking you up for free. He said, I know you're trying to do something nice, but you might get him fired. That might
not
actually
be
good.
You might get him in trouble.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I never did end up sending a thank you to that guy. But this Walgreens guy, I do thank him. And thank you for getting me $30 off my prescription. That's awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
Woo-hoo. All right. Is that it? That's our show?
I think that's our show.
We did it. You know.
And you know, Stan's.
It feels short.
Maybe I can say this here.
Sure.
Or maybe I'll wait till we.
Nah, say it now. Now you got to say it, whatever it is.
You had a topic. You said, we're not going to do it next week. And this was weeks ago.
Oh.
You said, we're not going to do it next week, but it's something we could think about to do later. And for the life of me, I cannot remember what that topic was.
Was it?
And
right.
I don't know if it was suggested
to us.
Yeah,
I've got
something
I wrote down here.
With.
I wrote it down. It was from Kelly with an IE.
Oh, okay. It was just.
And it says, Kelly with an IE, if you're listening, I'd like you to clarify, because this is what I wrote down, and this is not very good grammar, so I might need you to clarify what you meant. It says, movie characters you wish would have been in the same movie. So if I'm following this correctly.
Oh, like two characters.
Right, two characters from different movies being in a movie together. So like,
ooh, that's
C.C. Baxter from The Apartment and Johnny
Barbara
Ringo.
Stanwyck.
Yeah, or, exactly.
Right.
Is that what you mean, Kelly, or do you mean something else? That was it. I do have it written down. If you want to maybe try for it next week or something, Bet. Or not next week, because off next week.
Right.
Next week
we
we're
have
off for
a
the wedding.
Couple of weeks to think about.
That's true. We've got lots of time. So if you want to, we could put that in
characters,
our hopper.
Let me in my notes here.
Put it in your notes. And Kelly with an IE, again, if you're listening, please clarify if I have that correct. Is that character A from movie A teaming up with character B from movie B in a different movie? Not like we can leave the Marvel characters out of this since they do it all the time already. But like Luke Skywalker and Indiana Jones in a movie together, for example.
Yeah, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So let us know, Kelly, if that's right, and we'll put that on our list of potential topics to do one of these days.
All right.
Yeah, that's fun.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, gang, my goodness, thank you so much for listening to The Hucklebug this week. It's been a very chaotic recording, to be honest with you.
And very chaotic, and I can't believe we missed that fucking horse
race. How did we miss the race? That's crazy. We've never missed a race. We were so careful to stop right at 4 my time, 7
They're
your time.
They're never early.
They're never early. They're usually very, very late. So anyway, congratulations to all the little horsies that ran, and we're sorry that we missed seeing you.
And my poor Ottenho, I'm sure he came in last.
Oh, Ottenho, okay. I hope that you did all right. We'll find out.
Ottenho will now become Alpo.
No. Hang on a second. Now I got to look him
time.
Up. Now I got to look him up because I don't like this idea that maybe he's going to turn into Alpo. Let's see if there's any news here. News? How did Ottenho do? We don't know yet.
Okay.
We don't know yet. They don't have the
final. He's still out there running.
He's running. He's running his heart out. Poor little bastard. He's doing his best. He doesn't even know how his name is pronounced. Poor Ottenho.
Oh.
All right, gang, thank you so much for listening. Again, we're off next week while I go to my cousin's wedding, but we'll be back whatever the week is after that. The week of the 20th, we're back.
Yep.
And until that time, thank you for listening to The Hucklebug. I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye. Bye. We love
you. Okay, we love you.
Mwah.
That's the way you do it when you do The Hucklebug.